9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait, the king. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hard as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed from misdemeanors. Dreamer, held back, sad, Loki still a gen. And I still shake a bull squat. Praying for my broke, got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict, Carsley, avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
We welcome you back to the Texas Panhandle here in beautiful Amarillo, Texas. It's game five of this six-game series between the Diamondbacks AA affiliate, the Amarillo Sun Poodles, and the Frisco Rough Riders, your Texas Rangers AA affiliate. The series currently sits even at two games apiece. We have traded blows. Amarillo took game one, the Rough Riders taking game two. And a lot of offense in the last two nights, including last night's win for Frisco. It went 15-5 with Andy Rodriguez earning the win, improving to 4-2. The Rough Riders hit a season high in runs with 15, hits with 20, and home runs with six of them on the night, including a pair of multi-home run games from Abimelech Ortiz and Luis Mieses. Now, the Rough Riders look to take a lead in this series and earn at the very least a series split. They've been really good against Amarillo on the year, sitting at 14-8 on the year, and even 5-5 here in this ballpark in Hodgetown in Amarillo, Texas. Alongside the voices of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, Luke Mealy with you here on the pregame show. Let's meet the starting matchup on the mound tonight. First for the Rough Riders, it's the first double-A start with Frisco for Brian Chi, making his 19th appearance with the Riders and his first start, as we mentioned. He did make one start earlier this year. He has seven starts in his professional career. He made that one start as a spot start in AAA Round Rock back on August 2nd. He gave up three earned runs in two and two-thirds innings of work. Overall, with the Rough Riders this year, Chi is 2-0 with a 4.78 ERA. That's 23 earned runs and 43 and a third innings of work, striking out 35 and walking 22. The 25-year-old from Cuba signed with the Texas Rangers back in 2022. And this will be his second appearance of the series. He went 3 1/3 innings, allowing 2 runs on 3 hits and 1 walk back on Tuesday. That was a 5-1 loss for the Rough Riders. He is 1-0 this year against Amarillo in 4 outings. And in the month of September, he's been really good. It's been his best month. An even 3 ERA across his 2 outings, which have lasted a total of 6 innings. On the other side, for Amarillo, it's the number 16 Diamondbacks prospect, Dylan Ray. The right-hander is 2-4 with a 4.32 ERA, originally from Huntsville, Alabama. The 23-year-old was drafted in 2022 in the 4th round by the Diamondbacks organization out of Alabama. In his one game against the Rough Riders this year, he struggled. He's 0-1 with a 10.13 ERA against Frisco. He went 2 2/3 innings, allowing 3 runs on 3 hits and a walk, and he struck out about it. But in the month of August, last month, he put together his best body of work. He went 5 starts, going 2-1 with a 2.63 ERA. And back on August 8th, he delivered his first quality start at the AA level. So it's the right-hander Dylan Ray against the right-hander Brian Chi going for the Rough Riders. We're going to step aside here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you part one of our 2-part interview with Rough Riders manager Carlos Cardoza, talking a little bit about the postseason.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
We welcome you back to Amarillo as the Rough Riders are getting ready for the playoffs here in the last 3 games of the regular season. We're joined by Carlos Cardoza, Rough Riders manager. First of all, here in these last few games of the regular season, what's the message of this team as, you know, trying to get booted up for the playoffs?
Biggs, the message really hasn't changed since day one. We're preparing like we always do for each game, and we go out and try to play our brand of ball. See where the results lie and get ready to go, you know, the next day. And with a bunch of new faces around, you know, it's good to have them incorporated with this group and you know, stay healthy and stay ready for next week.
You mentioned some of the new faces. There have been some really good performances. Sebastian Walcott obviously has been really good all season and throughout his career. What have been your impressions of him in this first week with the Rough Riders?
Yeah, very positive, super positive. From a coaching standpoint, you know, day to day, something that stands out is he knows his routine. He executes his routine. He on defense, he moves well without the ball. He's reacting on swings. And then offensively, you know, everything that's been advertised and we know about him, his ability to impact the ball. You know, super advanced for someone at the, you know, at 18 years old. But then just mixing in right away with his teammates and providing, you know, a spark here at the end. You know, what an impressive young man, what an impressive player. And it's evident as well, you know, the work Chad Comer and the staff with Hickory did with him, you know, to for him to come in and know his routine and be able to step right in seamlessly, you know, to this double-A double.
You mentioned 18 years old. I don't know if you know this. He's the youngest player ever in Texas Rangers franchise history to play at the double-A level, and obviously the youngest in Frisco Rough Riders history. When you talk to him, it doesn't seem like you get that 18-year-old kid. He seems very advanced for his age in terms of his personality. When you talk about a baseball player, how much does that personality play into that, in his ability to be at this level at that age?
Yeah, I think it has to. You know, 18 years old, man, you still have so much growing to do as a person. And I think that growth is always going to also reflect in your professional life. And, you know, for him to be at this level in the kind of baseball pyramid at such a young age, you know, I think it is a testament not just to his talent, but also to, you know, his personality, like you mentioned, and his aptitude and his character and his makeup. And, you know, it's a reflection of his parents and, you know, the people, the support system he's had around him throughout his life. And when you talk to him and get to know him more and get to know a little bit about his home life and his parents, you know, he's definitely been set up for success with the way he's been raised.
Joined by Carlos Cardoza, the playoffs. Obviously, it's been a goal for you to get back to the playoffs ever since the beginning of this season. What is your excitement level right now to be playing really meaningful baseball next week and have a chance to win a Texas League championship?
Yeah, it's certainly a different feel than this time last year. And I'm just very happy for this group, staff and players, because I think they're so deserving of a playoff run. And having clinched in the first half, to see the team come out and maintain that sense of urgency in their day-to-day, each day, and, you know, carry that into this last regular season series in Amarillo, I'm just very proud for them, very proud of them, and very excited for them, you know, of what lies ahead for these guys individually as well.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back at Hodgetown, just ahead of Game 5 of this six-game series to round out the Rough Riders' regular season before they hit the road to take on the Midland Rockhounds to open up the 2024 Texas League playoffs. Rough Riders coming in at 82-54 on the year, Amarillo 58-77. Let's get you set with the starting lineups before Game 5. First, for the visiting Rough Riders, it's Alejandro Osuna, the number 16 prospect in the Rangers organization, roams right field and leads things off for Carlos Cardoza's Riders. Josh Hatcher back in the lineup after having last night off. He's the left fielder batting second. Batting third is the third baseman, Cody Freeman, followed by Abimelech Ortiz, who homered twice last night. He's back at the first base bag and in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth is the number one prospect in the organization, the shortstop, Sebastian Walcott. Caber Rodriguez, the second baseman, bats sixth, followed in the seventh spot by Aaron Zavala, tonight's designated hitter. Daniel Mateo bats eighth. He'll roam in center field after coming on as a pinch hitter last night. Tucker Mitchell rounds out the Frisco lineup. He'll do the catching here this evening. Again, for the Riders, it's Osuna, Hatcher, Freeman, Ortiz, Walcott, Rodriguez, Zavala, Mateo, and Mitchell. On the other side, the Sod Poodles looking to get back into the win column in an even two-game apiece series here before Game 5. It's Gene Walters representing the fourth different leadoff man in this set for the Sod Poodles. He'll play second base. Batting second is the right fielder, Gavin Contasello. In the three spot, the third baseman, Gino Gruber. Caleb Roberts does the catching yet again tonight. He's the cleanup man after a monstrous night. Last night, three extra base hits. Ivan Melendez, the first baseman, bats fifth. In the sixth spot is the DH, Christian Serna. Kevin Graham rejoins the lineup after having a couple of days off. He's the left fielder, batting seventh. Christian Robinson, the center fielder, bats eighth. And rounding things out for Amarillo is Giancarlo Cintron, the shortstop. Again, for the Sod Poodles, it is Walters, Contasello, Groover, Roberts, Melendez, Serna, Graham, Robinson, and Cintron. Brian Chee takes the help for the Rough Riders, but it's Dylan Ray, the number 16 prospect, to go against the Rough Riders lineup. When we come back, it's Zach Bigley on the mic. He'll take us the first pitch here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it, over the Lazy River.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
Tonight, it's the penultimate game of the regular season here in 2024 as the Frisco Rough Riders meet once again with the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Hodgetown. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. The Rough Riders coming off a historic night on the offensive side last night. 15 runs on 20 hits, a season high, 6 home runs. And Alejandro Osuna is ready to start this baby off tonight. In from the left side against Dylan Ray, the right-hander for Amarillo. First pitch of the ballgame on the way, and it's on the outside corner for a called strike. We are officially underway tonight at 7:06, 1 minute tardy in Amarillo, Texas. Here's the wind in the 0-1. Breaking ball, swinging a miss. It's 0-2 now. It's 87 degrees, our first pitch temperature. It was sunny just a moment ago, but the sun just peeked behind some clouds, so it is currently overcast. 0-2. Osuna watches up and away, and it's 1-2. 15-mile-an-hour winds blowing across the field from right to left. 28-mile-an-hour gusts. It's been rather windy here in the pregame. 1-2. Osuna cracks it up the middle and into left center field. It's a base hit. He takes a wide turn around first base and stops right there. Evan Graham got it in very quickly from left. It's a leadoff single for Alejandro Osuna, as he's been so good at doing in the early going for the Rough Riders. Josh Hatcher climbs in. Osuna now in this series has reached in 4 of the 5 games that he has hit in the leadoff spot. First pitch home to Hatch. It's just off the outside corner, and it's 1-0. Osuna picking up hits in 3 of those games. Hatcher got the night off yesterday. Ray readies and fires. A swing and a miss off the outside edge, and it's 1-1 on the Rough Riders left fielder. He has a home run in this series, his 11th of the season, coming into tonight, batting .295, the third best batting average in the Texas League. 1-1. Breaking ball, line drive down the right field line, lands in for another hit. Osuna hot footing to second. He's on his way to third, and he's in there standing. Back-to-back hits for the Rough Riders to start the ball game tonight. A couple singles, and they're cornered already against Dylan Ray. Cody Freeman takes his turn now. And the Rough Riders, as they've done all season long and done here in this series as well, trying to find a run in the first inning. They have at least one run in the first inning in 3 consecutive games, with in 2 of those games having scored twice in the first inning. Right-handed batter against right-handed pitcher. Freeman 1-for-5 yesterday. The pitch. That's fouled back, and it's 0-1. Just 1-for-12 on the series. Facing off against Dylan Ray for the second time this season and the third time in Ray's career. The 23-year-old, 6'3", 230 pounds, out of Huntsville, Alabama, went to the University of Alabama, was a draft pick by the Diamondbacks in the 4th round in 2022. He readies here from the stretch. And the pitch home. That's down and away with a fastball, and it's 1-1. Ray this season pitching between here in Amarillo and down at the rookie level in 1 rehab appearance. 15 starts here in Amarillo, a 4.32 ERA, a record of 2-4, and 66 and two-thirds innings, 67 strikeouts for him to 31 walks. Freeman calls time and steps out. His one start against this Rough Riders team earlier this year came back on June 12th. He fires home. Breaking ball, sits on the outside corner, called a strike by Trevor Patience, our home plate umpire tonight. 1-2 on Freeman. In that June 12th start, he allowed 3 runs over 2 2/3 innings on 3 hits, including a homer by Max Acosta, who was not in the lineup tonight after having 5 hits yesterday. 1-2, foul back. Still 1-2. Max Acosta 5-for-6 last night from the 2 spot with 2 doubles and 2 runs scored.
Rough Riders trying to put up some offense here in the first inning with runners on the corners and nobody out. Ray fires. There's a fly ball lifted into shallow straightaway center field. Robinson coming in, got a late break. It lands in, base hit. Osuna steams home. He comes in to score, and the Riders lead 1-0. An RBI bloop single for Cody Freeman. Three consecutive hits in this first inning for the Rough Riders, and they lead it 1-0. Hatcher moved up to second on the play. And now it's Abimelech Ortiz in his red hot bat. Ortiz 5-for-13 in the series with a two homer day yesterday. His first this season and the fifth of his minor league career. Stretching the pitch home. Up and outside, it's one ball and no strikes. Now you can look at a whole different junctures this season, and from that point to this point where we are now, Ortiz has been fantastic ever since June 23rd. There's the 1-0. Breaking ball sits outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Since July 10th, he has the best OPS in the Texas League. Over his last 27 games, hitting .337. Runners take their leads from first and second, and time called by the catcher, Roberts. Overall, his numbers, Ortiz hitting .234. 16 home runs, 59 runs batted in. A .732 OPS. Offering home, swing and a miss, and it's now 2-1. His day yesterday with his two homers raised his OPS almost 30 points. Fantastic day for him. A two-run home run and a solo home run. He also walked twice. 2-1. That's up and outside. It's three balls and one strike on and down. Ray had been losing Rough Riders hitters to singles and now losing the strike zone behind 3-1 to Ortiz. Don't want to mess around with his big bat if you're Ray. Here's the 3-1. There's a strike on the outside corner, knee level. Perfectly located 3-1 offering to make it 3-2. Walks have been a problem at times for Ray this season. Here's the stretch and the offering in. There's a line drive hit deep down the left field line. Graham back looking. It's out of here. Oh, it just snuck over the fence. Three-run jack for Abimelech Ortiz. 4-0 Riders. He's done it again. Third homer in the last 2 days. 17 on the season. Riders opening it up in the first. Oh, man, did that thing just sneak out of the ballpark. The most Hodgetown homer you'll ever see. Abby will take it. His third homer in the last two nights. A three-run homer. And before Sebastian Walcott comes to the plate, Tom Gorzolani, the pitching coach, heads up to the mound and he'll have a chat. How about that? Incredible. Just got over that wall in left field, straight away left. Graham took a couple steps back, and all he could do was watch. It's a high wall in left field, but very, very short. The ball being pushed out that way with the wind. So still with nobody out here in the top of the first inning, the Rough Riders have gone single, 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 three-run home run. And Sebastian Walcott stands in now. Walcott, the right-handed batter. First pitch. It's low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. 4-0 Rough Riders. The pitch. Just misses low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Walcott has made quite the first impression here in AA. In four games, he's 6-for-17 with three doubles. 2-0 offering. There's a line drive hit on one hop to second base. Walters has got it, and he turns and throws him out. There's the first out of the first inning. But Dylan Ray finally gets that first out. Fifth batter of the game. And Caber Rodriguez stands in now.
Defense behind Dylan Ray looks like this. Kevin Graham in left, Christian Robinson in center, Gavin Contasello in right. Gino Groover has third. First pitch home. Rodriguez takes high of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Giancarlo Cintron is the shortstop. Gene Walters has second. Ivan Melendez at first, and Caleb Roberts does the catching. 1-0. Swing and a miss, and a pitch off the outside edge, and it's one ball and one strike now on Rodriguez in the sixth spot in the order for the Rough Riders. Rodriguez had a homer yesterday. High off the batter's eye in dead center. The pitch. That's high of the zone, and it's two balls and one strike. Rodriguez was part of the bottom third of the order that combined to go 6 for 16, a .375 average with six extra base hits. The offering is drilled into left field straight away. Graham going back, and he makes the catch right of the warning track. A hard line drive out for Kaber, and there are two down in the first. 7-0 hitting Aaron Zavala stands in. Left-handed batter. There's the windback by Ray in the pitch. Breaking ball cut on and missed. It's 0-1. Well, the night last night was fantastic. 12 combined extra base hits. The most since September 2nd here in Amarillo in 2022. 0-1. That's down, and it's one ball and one strike. A game in which the Riders scored 21 runs on 23 hits. And Aaron Zavala was a part of that. He hit one of the eight home runs that the Riders had in that game. 1-1. There's a swing and a miss off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes now with two down and the bases clear. Incredible night offensively for the Rough Riders, and looking to do more diamond damage tonight. 1-2. That's outside to Zavala, and it's two balls and two strikes. Zavala was the only starter in that game yesterday for the Rough Riders that didn't have multiple times reached. 2-2. That's up and away, and it's three balls and two strikes. Zavala yesterday had just one hit in six trips, an RBI double. Him and Cody Freeman were the only two who had just one hit out of the lineup. Payoff pitch home. There's a ground ball up the first baseline. Diving attempt, Melendez off to his right. It's out of his reach and leaks into right field. It's a base hit for Aaron Zavala. And the Rough Riders already at their fifth hit of the ballgame here in the first inning. Eight-hole hitting, Daniel Mateo digs in for the right side now. One for seven in the series. Ray ready from the stretch. And the number 16 prospect in the Diamondbacks org offers in. Breaking ball high, one ball and no strikes. Ray does slot in at the number 16 spot, really because of his high production at such a young age still. Just 23, the pitch is fouled back. And it's one ball and one strike. And a lot of things to like about Ray and what he's done. He's just dealt with his fair share of injuries. He was very effective at the high A level last year for Hillsboro, a 3.81 ERA before coming up late. 1-1. It's right down the middle. Strike two, and it's 1-2. Made three starts at the end of the year with Amarillo, two of them very poor, and one of them five shutout innings against the Riders in his final start of the regular season. 1-2. There's a ground ball into the second baseman, Walters. To his left, he gobbles and throws him out. Side retired in the first inning, but four runs across for the Riders on five hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're into the bottom of the first inning next. The Rough Riders lead at 4-0 for Brian Chi on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad.
Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, what a top of the first inning for the Riders. A three-run home run from Abimelech Ortiz, exclamating a four-run top of the first inning with five hits, sending eight to the plate against Dylan Ray. And now they turn to Brian Chi, making his first career Double-A start. Up on the mound for the Riders as it's a bullpen day for Frisco. First pitch home to Gene Walters is low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Brian G, a very familiar face for these Amarillo Sod Poodles, as today he's making his fifth career appearance this season against them. 1-0. That's at the bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 1-1. He's had some success against them this season, a 3.48 ERA, allowing four runs over 10 and a third innings in some long relief roles. 1-1 pitch on the way. There's a swing and a miss. He blew the fastball by him at 93 miles an hour. It's 1-2. G, the 6-foot, 205-pound Havana Cuba native, making his first Double-A start, but his second start this season, as he made one earlier for Triple-A Round Rock. 1-2. There's a line drive this way, just over our heads. My goodness. That was not hit softly either.
I've been rooting for one to find us all season long. That one I want no part of. That ball was coming in hot.
That was a little scary.
It's the spooktacular.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
It's very fitting.
I was very scared. G. Rennie's in the 1-2 pitch on the way. And a swing and a miss. Got him down and inside. Brian Chi with the strikeout. He sits down Gene Walters, and there's one away. A nasty breaking ball down and inside. Really, the best pitch for Chi is that changeup, especially to left-handed batters. When that pitch is on, he can be very effective. His overall numbers this season combined between Hickory here in Frisco and in Round Rock. The pitch home. There's a fly ball lifted foul down the left side by Gavin Contasello, and it's 0-1. He's 2-2 with a 5.46 ERA and 26 outings, this being his second start. Opponents are hitting 295 against him here in Frisco. He looks in for a sign. The right-hander readies. And he deals home. A slider just misses off the plate away. One ball and one strike. 4-0 Frisco. Bottom of the first inning, one out. Introduce you to the defense behind Brian Chi after this pitch to Contasello, who's playing in his fifth career Double-A game. 5-for-15. The pick. That's up and outside. It's two balls and one strike. Josh Hatcher's out in left field for the Rough Riders. Daniel Mateo in center and Alejandro Osuna in right field. Cody Freeman at third base. Sebastian Walkup at shortstop today. 2-1. Up and outside. Three balls and one strike. While Caber Rodriguez at second. Abimelech Ortiz, the home run man, at first base. And Tucker Mitchell does the catching for Chi today. He readies from the stretch and fires in. There's a ground ball top to the right side. Rodriguez vacuums it in and tosses on to first for the out. Two away. G retires the first two ECs and now faces Gino Groover. Groover has had a good series, homering twice. He's 5-for-13.
line prospect of the Diamondbacks organization, steps in from the right side against the right-hander Chi. He lifts the leg and fires. Breaking ball slithers in down low and inside at 1-0. Rough Riders love the start that they're off to right now. As Chi brings it in. That's low and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. And with Chi going today, we expect some long relief from a couple other bullpen guys in this bullpen day today and tomorrow. Expect another bullpen day. 2-0. That's right down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 2-1. So if Chi can provide maybe three innings, it'll be a very successful day. He went 3 1/3 back in the opener of this series on Tuesday. 2-1. Fits in there for a strike, and it's two balls and two strikes and another slider from the right-hander. Chi was signed as a minor league free agent back in 2022 in July by the Rangers. Didn't see action until last year. 2-2. A chopper foul towards his own dugout. Gruber still finds himself in a two-ball, two-strike count. Rough Riders in their road gray tops and bottoms today with red ball cap and a double R. It's the first time they've worn the grays in this series in Game 5. On the other side, it's the spooktacular uniform tops for the Saudis. The pitch is fouled away back behind the plate in the air, and it's still two balls and two strikes. It's a black top with sod poodles and green across the chest. Kind of like a light, slimy green. And white accents and numbers. It's like their Halloween night tonight. Chi Rennie's in the 2-2. Foul back again. This one flicked directly back behind home plate. It's still two balls and two strikes. As the Rough Riders were being put up on the video board with their headshots and actually doing the same with the sod poodles, they're giving them Halloween costumes. You know, Groover is dressed up like a king. 2-2. It slithers high, and it's three balls and two strikes.
Bimalak Ortiz was a sumo wrestler, and I don't know that he liked that because he hit that ball pretty hard.
So was Cody Freeman, though, to be fair. So
was Brian Chi, actually, as well. Yeah, there he is.
Payoff pitch is a ground ball off the end of the bat, squibbing to first right to Ortiz. He says, I got it, to Chi. Takes it himself over to the bag and retires the side in order. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. 4-0 Riders to the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We go into the top of the second inning. Well, if you've been following along this week or any time over the last 3 years when the Rough Riders have been here in Amarillo, there's a water war that goes on between Ruckus, the mascot, and the Rough Riders bullpen as he rolls along in his golf cart the on-field bullpens down the right field line. Today, Ruck has cheated. He brought the fire department along, and they had little mini hoses. And they were using them at the Rough Riders bullpen. Everyone had to scatter. That's smart from the Riders pen. You know, don't clump together easier targets. Everyone just ran out in different directions, and so he had to go individually after a couple guys. It looked like Skylar Hales got the worst of it. His parents are in town this week here in Amarillo. First pitch to Tucker Mitchell is fouled in the air down the right field line. And into the seats. It's 0-1. 4-0 Rough Riders here in the top of the second inning. RBI single Cody Freeman. 3-run home run for Abimelech Ortiz. Here's the windback by the right-hander Dylan Ray looking for a bounce-back inning. The pitch. Misses outside. And it's one ball and one strike. Ray threw 35 pitches in that first inning, allowing the four runs. And Mitchell calls time and steps out, sporting a mustache, as a lot of guys are. The playoff mustaches are an epidemic right now. The pitch. It's fouled away again in the air down the right field line. And it bounces right on top of the roof and now down into the seats right below us. Ball and two strikes on Mitchell. Ray into his windy pitches. Mitchell watches down in the dirt off the outside corner. It's two balls and two strikes. Well, the Rough Riders over the last 3 days, if you include tonight, have not had any trouble scoring runs. 7 runs 2 nights ago. Pitch home. Hard line drive right to the second baseman Walters, who makes a nifty backhanded pick, straightens and throws out Mitchell, and there's one away. Boy, Mitchell is 1-for-8 in this series, but he has hit some balls really hard. That one, a hard line drive, a little bit of the opposite field. Here's Alejandro Osuna now. Osuna, a single back in the first. First pick. He swings and sends a high fly ball into center field, carrying on Robinson to the warning track, watching, out of here! Alejandro Osuna picks on the batter's eye in dead center field. It's 5-0 Riders. Osuna with his 8th home run this season as a Rough Rider and his 17th overall. And the Rough Riders homer party continues. 6 last night, 2 more already through the first 2 innings in tonight's ball game. Oh, that was a shot to dead center. Here's Josh Hatcher now in the pitch. It's a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. So 5 runs for the Rough Riders already on 6 hits. The pitch. That's fouled back, and it's 0-2 now on half. Well, Dylan Ray has had games like this over the course of his career as a sod poodle. He's allowed 13 homers in 15 starts this year with Amarillo. 0-2. Breaking ball, ground ball, foul up the first baseline. And it's still 0-2. His 4th career start at the AA level was technically not a start that counted because it was in the postseason last year. 0-2. It's down in the dirt. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ray gave up 4 homers in that start to San Antonio. Amarillo eventually did win that series and went on to win the Texas League Championship. 1-2 pick. Hatcher sends a high fly ball the opposite way into deep left field. Graham back at the warning track looking. It's gone! Back-to-back home runs for Alejandro Osuna and Josh Hatcher. Riders are pouring it on. It's 6-0. 9 homers in the last 2 days for Frisco here in Amarillo. Oh, brother. Josh Hatcher with his 12th home run of the season. He got it on a 1-2 pitch going to the opposite field. And the Rough Riders homer party just continues. Here's Cody Freeman now. Do you hear 3 in a row? The pitch. Down in the dirt, back to the backstop. And it's 1 ball and no strikes.
6-0 Frisco through two innings. Wind back in the pitch. Freeman watches low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Free and RBI single to center in the first. The pitch. That's a ground ball foul leaking behind home. And it's two balls and one strike. The Rough Riders had such a big day yesterday with 12 extra base hits. Coming into yesterday, they actually had the ninth lowest road OPS in the Texas League at 661. There's the wind back in the 1-2. That's in the outside corner, a strike, and it's two balls and two strikes. That jumped 20 points after yesterday, and they went all the way from being ninth in the league to tied for fourth in the league in one game. 1-2. There's a chopper up the third baseline. Groover's got it, sets his feet, slings high onto first, and the tag by Melendez on Freeman as he came sailing by. And there are two away here in the second. Bimelec Ortiz now. Three-run homer back in the first inning, his first trip. 6-0 Frisco in the second inning. Dylan Ray, glove tucked to his left side, looking in, he's got his sign. He fires. Ortiz watches outside, 1-0. And you might expect that kind of jump in statistics in, you know, May or June. But this is game number 68 on the road for the Riders this year. The pitch is a strike at the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Game number 137 this season. And so those statistical jumps in one game are insane. 1-1 pitch. There's a fly ball off the end of the bat, sinking into right field. A slide by Contasello, and he trapped it. It lands in for a hit. He slid in and short-hopped it into his glove. And Ortiz singles to the opposite field. He just continues to hit. Excuse me, to the pole side. Off the end of the bat for Ortiz. He's now 7 for 15. And here comes Tim Bogar, the manager. He's going to go talk with the umpire down the first baseline, Brandon Tipton, just to make sure that it was a ball that fell in. That looked like the right call from our vantage point here. If there's any small positive that you can take out of being down the right field line where we are, it's that you can get a pretty good look at plays that happen in right field. And it looked like that it did bounce up into his glove. So Sebastian Walcott hits now with two outs and a runner at first. And time call. It's like ball got away on the warning track in right field. The berm is very heavily populated tonight. And it looks like a whole lot of stuff fell out onto the warning track as Contasello had to drop his glove and grab multiple things with both hands and hand them up in the berm area. First pitch home to Walcott. That's slow, and it's one ball and no strikes. 6-0 Frisco here in the top of the second. Frisco now with 21 runs in their last 11 offensive innings. 1-0. There's a high, towering fly ball into left center field. Park will hold it. Robinson under it from center, and he makes the catch to retire the side. Two more runs, though, on back-to-back solo homers in the second. Two runs on three hits, no errors, and one runner left on. 6-0 Frisco. Bottom two next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges
head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
To the bottom of the second inning from Amarillo. All Rough Riders so far, 6-0. Frisco leads it. Brian Chi threw a 1-2-3 inning in the first. He now faces Caleb Roberts from the left side. First pitch. And the right-hander fits it on the outside corner. A called strike, 0-1. Oh, 4 runs in the first inning for the Riders on an RBI single by Cody Freeman and a 3-run Abimelech Ortiz home run. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, down and in. It's 0-2. And then back-to-back homers in the second for the Riders with Alejandro Osuna and Josh Hatcher. Fantastic power for the Riders on this surge that has catapulted them into one of the best offensive teams in the league as of late. That's what Amarillo will do. The 0-2. There's a foul back and out of play, and it's still 0-2. After their 6 home runs yesterday and 11 games, the Riders in September have a 14 home run month, which is tops in the league, and now 3 more already today. 17 in 12 games. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down and in for strike 3. Brian Chi with 2 strikeouts, and there's one away here in the second. Ivan Melendez bats. Melendez, the right-handed batter, with 2 homers already in this series. 8 head-to-head against Frisco of his 22 this year. Right-handed hitter. Chi fires. Swinging a soft roller foul down the left side. It's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders last night putting on the big numbers offensively. That's what you wanted to see heading into the playoffs, is your ability to score some runs after some struggles early. G from the stretch, and he offers in the 0-1. Fastball up and away. It's 1-1-1. Don't expect this kind of offensive production in the postseason. This is a very hitter-friendly environment, and also on the other side, you have a pitching staff that struggled in Amarillo. 1-1. Breaking ball, a high pop-up on the left side, and well out of play out onto the street. That runs parallel to the third baseline. It's 1-2. And Melendez calls time. That's the scary thing about Midland on Tuesday. Number one offense, number one pitching staff by ERA in the Texas League this year. It remains steady. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him again. Slider low and outside, and Brian Chi has another strikeout, his 3rd. 2 down here in the second. Christian Serta now the designated hitter. Expect Winston Santos to go in game 1 in Midland on Tuesday. That would be great for the Rough Riders to turn to him. Chi delivers home. Serta watches away. 1-0-0. In more good news, the Rough Riders activated Emiliano Teodo off the development list earlier today. Pitch home. That's just outside. And it's 2-0-0. A guy who's been fantastic in the starting rotation this season for the Rough Riders. Teodo will now work out of the bullpen. 2-0 pitch home from Chi. That's low, and it's 3-0 now. So more really strong stuff out of the bullpen coming for the Riders in the playoffs. And then in addition to that, you can piggyback some guys who are normally starting pitchers because of the three-game series. 3-0. That's just inside ball four. So Serto walks. Two-out base runner the first today for Amarillo. 6-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the second. Kevin Graham, the batter. Things looking up right now for the Rough Riders in that bullpen and both on the offensive side as well. Things have always been good defensively. Cheese pitch. Graham watches at the knees on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Left-handed batter. Graham just 1-for-7 in the series with a run batted in. Hitting 217 on the year with a 629 OPS. Pitch home. He swings and chops it foul on the right side. It's 0-2. Former Ole Miss Rebel. Graham is playing in his 93rd game with Amarillo. Basically been with him the entire season. G stretches. He fires home. Breaking ball down in the dirt on the inside corner. And it's 1-2. Again, expect Chi to go around 3 innings today. He readies here from the stretch. And flicks in the 1-2. There's a high pop-up on the left side of the infield. Freeman over near the foul line and in fair territory. He makes the catch and ends the inning. Another nice inning by Brian Chi. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're to the top of the third inning next, where you'll hear the golden voice of Luke Maley. 6-0 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase 2 tickets for the game, get 2 Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and 2 co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex Degody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills she can't front,
her parents paid it. Back in Hodgetown, Dylan Ray back on the mound. He goes to work against Caber Rodriguez, Aaron Zavala, and Daniel Mateo, the 3-2 up, as there's a bouncing ball out in front of the plate. It trickles foul up the third baseline. Rodriguez hit one hard his last time up, but ended up lining out to deep left field. Graham camped out there. Gamer coming off of a really solid night. Picked up a triple and a homer. He takes upstairs. And we're even in a ball and a strike. For the Rough Riders, offensive surge not only in the power numbers, but just in overall hits, continues here tonight. They lead 6-0, 1-1. Called a strike. And Rodriguez falls behind, a ball and 2 strikes. Caber now in the series 5-for-15. That homer and triple from last night. He also has a pair of doubles. 1-2 on its way, and it drifts down and away. Two balls and two strikes. This Rough Riders offense last night, we talked about all the season highs for them. But all nine starters picked up at least one hit. As Ray rocks and fires, and Rodriguez spoils it back to the screen. And it remains a two-strike count. But the Rough Riders offense last night had seven different guys pick up multi-hit nights, including a five-hit affair, a new career high for Max Acosta, who has tonight off the pitch. Rode inside, Rodriguez went spinning out of the way of it. Three balls and two strikes. Ray from the windup. He rocks, and the offering. Swing and a miss. Rodriguez down on strikes. First strikeout for Dylan Wright. And there's one gone here in the top of the third. The Rough Riders yesterday picked up one big inning. It was a seven-run at fourth, and they added some insurance with a four-run sixth. As the ball stands in and watches a first pitch fastball at 93 miles an hour, called a strike at the top of the zone. The Rough Riders a couple nights ago did what they've done so far tonight. One drifts outside on a breaking ball. The Rough Riders in game three of this series scored in each of the first four innings. They ended up losing that game 10-7. The 1-0 fouled back off the catcher Roberts. Aaron Zavala even with the right-hander Dylan Ray. A ball and a strike. Zavala 2-for-13 in this series. He's 1-for-1 here tonight. Batting from the left side. Ray rocks and fires. And that one misses well upstairs. Above eye level for Aaron Zavala. Another beautiful night for baseball. A bit windier than it has been over the past few evenings. Pitch home. There's a breaking ball that just misses the outside corner. Aaron Zavala works the count to four. Back-to-back Rough Riders hitters have seen a 3-2 count. Ray got Rodriguez to strike out. Now the payoff pitch to Zavala is lined into left center field. Graham going back at the track. He leaps, and he's there to make the grab. Yet again, Aaron Zavala hits it hard, but nothing to show for it. We've seen more warning track flyouts for Aaron Zavala here in the second half, easily, than any other player on this roster. He went the opposite way, and Kevin Graham was there to make the grab before crashing into the wall. Here's Daniel Mateo, and the first pitch soars over his head and all the way to the backstop. Well, there's a good one. Daniel Mateo is dressed as a circus clown. We've seen some sumo wrestlers. We've seen a nurse. We've seen King offering to Mateo. There's a bouncing ball up the middle. The shortstop, Cintron, has it, spins, and fires on to first in time to sit down Mateo. Nifty play from Cintron, the shortstop for Amarillo. And it's a 1-2-3 top of the third inning for the Rough Riders. We go bottom of the third next. Frisco 6, Amarillo nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the third inning, it's Christian Robinson to lead things off against Brian G. G has faced seven batters through two innings. He's had six of the seven down. The one that reached was Christian Cerda on a two-out walk in the second. And Robinson swings and misses at a pitch towards the bottom of the strike zone. Rough Riders, six runs on eight hits. That's no runs on no hits for Amarillo. She set at the chest, he kicks and fires. And there's one hit hard on one hop to Sebastian Walcott, who fires on to first, the shortstop, with another clean play. And there's one away for Brian G. here on the home half of the third inning. The Rough Riders offensively have really struggled, especially with runners in scoring position, entering this series. And even at the beginning of the series, the Riders lost in game one, 5-1. They won game two, 3-1. As Chi goes to work against Cintron, and the first pitch is called a strike, a fastball at 93, right over the heart of the plate. Now the Rough Riders in the last three games have been feeling it offensively, which is just a tremendous sign. As we inch closer to this playoff push, high leg kick, and there's one bounced up the middle. Walcott has it again on a couple of hops, collects and fires on to first. And the shortstop has put away the first two batters. Eugene Walters digs in at the top of the lineup. First time through against Brian Chi. Amarillo unable to pick up any hits. They got one base runner who was on a two-out walk. And G with three strikeouts through his first trip through the order. Walters, the left-handed hitter, the first pitch. Just drifts outside. Walters, the second baseman here this evening. And as we mentioned in the pregame show, he is the fourth different leadoff hitter for Amarillo in this series. A 1-0 offering, called a strike. He's got the outside corner at the bottom of the zone. Also talked about Brian Chi. We'll see how long he's able to go here tonight. He's been a long reliever for the Rough Riders this year. As he rocks with a 1-1. There's a bouncing ball towards Ortiz at first base. He gloves it, underhand flip high, but Brian Chi able to snare it out of the air and come back down on the first base pad. Well, Brian Chi makes quick work of the Sod Poodles in the bottom of the third. It's a 1-2-3 third inning. We go to the fourth. It's Frisco 6, Amarillo nothing here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home. and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
After the past couple of nights, you wondered if the Rough Riders offense was ever going to go scoreless in a frame. They picked up four in the first, two in the second. They went down in order, 1-2-3 in the third. And Dylan Ray goes to work against Tucker Mitchell, who bounces a first pitch fastball on the left side. The third baseman, Groover, has it and fires on to first in time. Tucker Mitchell drops to 0-2 tonight. And the lineup card turns back over. Third trip through for the Rough Riders already. Alejandro Osuna has singled and scored, and he's also homered in his two trips tonight. Left-handed hitting right fielder. Pitch home, and there's fastball at 95. On the outer edge, called a strike from home plate umpire Trevor Patience. Oh, this is great. Alejandro Osuna now on the video board as a grandma. Pitch home. There's a liner right towards the shortstop, St. Trout, and he gloves it eye level, and there's two away. Well, again, Osuna hitting the baseball hard. And that one just right at the shortstop. Well, Josh Hatcher steps in now. Hatcher's also 2-for-2. He has a single and a homer and two-run score. Pops the first pitch up, back out of play on the left side. Josh Hatcher is a cheerleader. We've got grandma and cheerleader in the first two, or the last two, technically.
Probably good to clarify.
There's a foul ball.
Up on the video board.
Yes.
There's a cheerleader costume superimposed over Hatcher's headshot.
Yeah, there's a cheerleader on our video board. O-2 from Ray. Rides upstairs. That's a ball and two strikes.
But he could also be a cheerleader about the Mississippi State football team. Or
that could be as well.
Could be leading cheers somewhere else.
Pitch home, and that one taken just a bit outside, and we're even at two balls and two strikes. A cheerleader for Brian Shee on the hill. He's been excellent.
I'm a cheerleader for Brian Shee today.
I am too. Brian Shee looks really solid. 2-2. Hatcher shoots it back out of play. Over the netting, and over everybody's heads. It remains two balls and two strikes. Dylan Ray in search of back-to-back 1-2-3 frames. He rocks and fires, 2-2. Upstairs, and the count runs full. Cody Freeman stands on deck. Should Josh Hatcher push the frame? And he will. Watches high and away for ball four. And Josh Hatcher has reached in all three trips against Dylan Ray tonight. A two-out base runner for Cody Freeman, who has been the Riders' home run leader for the majority of this season. Now to Bimalek Ortiz. Broke that tie yesterday with two home runs. He's added another one tonight. He's up to 17. First pitch downstairs. Hatcher is headed towards second base and has to scurry back to the bag as Roberts, the catcher, fired down to first. Hatcher went back in standing up. Hatcher retakes his lead and Freeman ahead 1-0. The pitch. Liner into the crowd, off the netting rather. Even in a ball and a strike. Ray working out of the stretch. Freeman, the right-handed hitter. Hatcher runs, pitch misses downstairs. Roberts throw on the money and in time. Good job down, Josh Hatcher. So in the books, it's a 1-2-3. Top of the fourth inning for Dylan Ray. He did issue a walk, but it's No runner, or no runs on no hits. No errors and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. The Rough Riders still leading the Sod Poodles 6-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, I want to highlight a new team partner. I'm proud to announce that USAA is now the official military appreciation partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. USAA was founded in 1922, and more than 100 years later, they continue their commitment to serving the military community and their families. On behalf of the Rough Riders and USAA, we'd like to thank all military families for your service and sacrifice.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Brian Chi retoes the rubber, trying to make it four scoreless innings, and he gets Gavin Contesello, left-handed hitting right fielder, to open things. The first pitch just missed downstairs. Contesello able to hold up the swing. There is some action in the Riders' bullpen. It's Ryan Lobis who begins to warm. Brian Chi worked in Tuesday's loss. First pitch, rather the second offering, runs downstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Chi went 3 1/3 innings, allowing a couple of runs on three hits and a walk back on Tuesday. It's been semi-rare to see Chi throw multiple times in a week. A pitch home. There's a line drive and a foul ball towards the Rough Riders bullpen. And Ryan Lobis, who's warming, able to snag it on one hop. He inspects the baseball and decides, you know what, he's going to use the one that was just hit to him to throw.
I like that. Yeah, it's the second time this week we've had a pitcher warming up catch a ball.
Andy Rodriguez did it. Chi's 2-1 offering. Catches the outer edge, and we're even at two balls and two strikes. Chi working from the stretch. Right-hander comes set. He lifts and fires. Just misses outside, and Contesello has worked the count to full. Amarillo right fielder bounced out to second base. Camber Rodriguez, the second baseman. That was in the first inning. She rocks and fires. Payoff pitch is lined foul on the right field line, just over the top of the netting and into the crowd. She ready. He kicks and fires. There's one hammered out towards center field. Mateo racing back. He'll have to play it off the wall, and it won't even need to be played off the wall. Off the batter's eye. Gavin Contesello's first double-A homer breaks up the shutout in 6-1 Frisco. A line shot off the batter's eye in straightaway center field. Amarillo is on the board. Well, Gino Groover stands in now. He's had himself a really solid series. Pitch home. There's a called strike on the outer edge. So after the home run, Chi right back firing. And Gino Groover, the third baseman today. Groover riding a five-game hitting streak. Still young in his time at Double A. Pinch. And he rockets one on the ground, and that'll sneak into left field, a base hit. Back-to-back have reached against Brian Chi to open up the home half of the fourth inning. And you almost wonder for Brian Chi if he's running out of steam just a little bit. Mentioned he's been a long reliever for the Rough Riders this year and been used quite often as a 3-4 inning guy, and he did that once this week. It's rare we see him do it twice. And Carlos Cardoza is out of the Rough Riders dugout. That is going to be it for Brian Chi. He leaves the ball game with a runner at first and nobody out. It's Ryan Lobis, number 32, coming on for the Rough Riders. We'll introduce him when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ryan Lobis on in relief of Brian Chi. Chi's line not final as he's responsible for Gino Groover at first base. But he goes three innings, allowing two hits. One of them a home run to open this frame by Gavin Conticello. He walked one and struck out three. Lobis, the right-hander, pitched once earlier in this series and allowed a two-run homer. First pitch, wave and a miss by Caleb Roberts. Lobis, in his first two outings at the Double-A level, picked up saves in each of his first two outings, including a six-out save in his debut. And he misses downstairs, even in a ball and a strike. Lobis, 24 years old, out of Mercer, has a 3.02 ERA overall in the year. 26 games. And he misses downstairs with a fastball at 93. And Roberts hops ahead, two balls and a strike. 12 of those 26 appearances this year have been starts for Lobis. Right-hander set at the belt, he kicks and fires. There's a bouncing ball foul up the first baseline. Lobis went just one inning the other day in his relief appearance. He gave up two hits, one of those a homer. He ended up leaving after just that one inning. He left or allowed two earned runs. He did strike out two in that outing. He kicks and fires, and there's one fouled off back towards the on-deck circle on the Rough Riders side of things, first base. Robert struck out his first time up. That was against Brian Chi. Gino Groover stands at first base. He takes his lead. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. Riders leading 6-1. Right-hander comes set. And he offers home. There's a bouncing ball up the middle. Freeman has it on a walk-on for one. And over to first in time. A 5-4-3 double play that looked more like a 6-4-3 double play. Cody Freeman in the shift. Just like that, Ryan Lobis gets a double play to pick up the first two outs of the fourth. Oh, 5-6-3. Sebastian Walcott, who was behind second base, was the one that touched base with the bag and then fire on to first. As Ivan Melendez watches the first pitch for ball one. Is set, and he rocks home. There's a pop-up our way down the right field line. We'll soar over our heads and even the count at a ball and a strike. Melendez also riding a five-game hitting streak, attempting to tie his teammate for the team high with six as he bounces one towards the third base dugout and falls behind 1-2. Groover extended his hitting streak with that base hit following the home run against Brian G. He sits at six. Melendez second behind him with five. 1-2. Drifts down and away. Melendez pulls even. Two balls and two strikes. Melendez has homered twice in this series. He's up to 22 homers on the season, which leads the Texas League. Lobis kicks and fires. There's one belted out towards left center field. Hatcher ranging over, running out of room. He leaps and crashes into the wall. Extra bases for Ivan Melendez. And he pulls into second base with a double. So he does make it a six-game hitting streak. And Christian Cerda stands in now. Cerda walked his first time up. Gets a chance to inch the Sod Poodles back closer. They trail 6-1, but have Melendez at second base after the double. And the first pitch to Cerda. Taken, it just missed inside. If you look at the numbers overall for the designated hitter, it has been a lot of walks here at the double-A level and a lot of strikeouts. Hasn't swung the bat a ton, even in this series. Lobis kicks and fires. There's a check swing, and they say went around. Even at a ball and a strike. For Cerda, who walked his first time up, that was walk number 5 of the series. He is 2-for-11, and the two balls that he's put in play have been hits. His other 9 trips to the plate, outside of the walks and the two hits, have all been strikeouts. And that one squirts to the backstop. Wild pitch on Ryan Lobis, and that allows Melendez to move over to third base. Lobis retoes the rubber. Right-hander with the ball pinned to his back. Now comes set. High leg kick in the offering home. Wave and a miss. Back in the count at 2-2. Lobis got the first batter he faced to ground into a double play. And then gave up the 2-out double to Ivan Melendez, who stands at third base. 2-2 pitch. Swing and just caught a piece of it. Or rather, they say he swung and missed. Now Melendez will score. Low throw to first base, and Ortiz able to dig it out. The Rough Riders pick up the final out of the frame. And Ryan Lobis has his first strikeout. Well, an interesting play. But it's one run. It comes on 3 hits. No errors. And one left aboard the base paths. 4 innings in the books. It's still Frisco 6, Amarillo 1. It's Zach Bigley on the mic when we come back for the top of the fifth inning of the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White, the Heart Hospital Plano, is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital. Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Cody Freeman begins the top of the fifth inning for the Riders, leading 6-1, and Dylan Ray's first pitch is a breaking ball that slips across the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. 3-4-5 for the Rough Riders. Freeman, Ortiz, and Walcott. Ray back into his windup in the 0-1 pitch. There's a line drive into left center field. It drops down. Cody Freeman has himself a base hit. His second hit today leads things off here in the fifth. What do you say we do some trivia a little early today?
Let's do it.
All right. As Abimelech Ortiz makes his way to the plate. Ortiz is having a pretty good year, especially in the second half. He's not going to win MVP, though, in the Texas League, probably.
Probably not.
First pitch, outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. He's certainly not going to win multiple this year in the Texas League. But for our trivia today, I want you to tell me the 11 players in Major League history with at least 3 MVP awards.
3 is the key number.
Pitch is outside, and it's 1-1.
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds is number 1 with 7. Everyone else on this list has 3.
Does Mike Trout have his 3rd?
Mike Trout has 3.
I knew for sure, too, and thought he had 3.
Pitch is a line drive into right field, a base hit. Freeman up to second base. He stops right there. And Abimelech Ortiz is now 3-for-3 today. He continues to be on fire down the stretch in the regular season. He is now 8-for-16 in the series. And Sebastian Walcott stands in now.
Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rodriguez has 3.
I think Albert Pujols also
Albert
has
Pujols has 3. 6-1 Riders. First pitch to Walcott. Popped up. Back behind the plate. Roberts giving it a look at the warning track, and he watched it go fouling out of play. It's 0-1.
Does DiMaggio also have 3?
DiMaggio has 3, yes.
I knew he was another one that I knew had 2. What did Griffey have? Just 2?
Was
it just 1?
Yeah, it was just 1.
Should have 2.
1997. Yeah, should have 2. The pitch. There's a hard ground ball through the left side. It's a base hit. Freeman getting the windmill around 3rd. The throw comes in from Graham. It's cut off. Freeman comes in to score, and the Rough Riders extend their lead to 7-1. Another hit with a runner in scoring position for Sebastian Walcott in his first week here in AA. He just continues to produce for the Rough Riders offensively. Freeman in to score. Ortiz up to 2nd. 3 straight singles begin the 5th inning, and that's all she wrote for Dylan Ray in his start, and his final start here in 2024. Asad Poodles will dip into the bullpen. We'll continue trivia when we come back. We have the top of the fifth inning. It's 7-1 Rough Riders here on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Pitching change in the top of the fifth inning. Rough Riders and Saad Poodles. Frisco leading 7-1. Camber Rodriguez leading things off against Gerardo Gutierrez, the new man on the mound, taking over for Dylan Ray, who surrendered 7 runs in 4-plus innings. Sebastian Walcott at first, Abimelech Ortiz at second. 3 straight singles in the inning for the Riders, and the first pitch home to Rodriguez. As a strike on the outside corner, it's 0-1. All right, we're continuing our trivia, looking for the 11 players in Major League history who have won at least 3 MVP awards. Luke has nailed it so far. 0-1 offering. Rodriguez, just a little blooper out into right field. It lands in for another hit. Ortiz wheels around third. He crosses. Walcott up to third, and it's now 8-1 Riders. A little bleeder out into right field. An RBI single for Rodriguez. And the Rough Riders just keep on pouring it on. 4 consecutive singles to open up this fifth inning. 8-1 Frisco.
This is a great sign for the Rough Riders. You know, this is a hitter-friendly ballpark, but they haven't lived and died by the whole, obviously, a season-high 6 yesterday. They've gotten after it today with 3 in the first 2 innings. But just to be able to see them string together hits like this, really good sign for the offense headed into the postseason.
12 hits will certainly play. First pitch to Aaron Zavala, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. So Luke with the trivia has gotten Barry Bonds, Mike Trout, Albert Pujols, Alex Rodriguez, and Joe DiMaggio as players with at least 3 MVP awards.
Show me Mike Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt, 3. That is correct. 0-1. Zavala flicks it foul out of play on the left side, 0-2.
I feel like we're likely entering some older era of players, is that right?
You'd be correct.
Okay.
You definitely know all these names.
Okay.
O2. There's a fly ball hit well out to left center field, sending Graham back at the warning track. It's out of here! Aaron Zavala sticks a fork in this one. A 3-run homer, and it's 11-1 Riders. Zavala with his 5th home run of the season, and the Rough Riders are homer happy this week in Amarillo. 4th home run of the night, 10 in the last 2 nights. It's a 5-run inning for Frisco. They are all over the Diamondbacks affiliate. That one on an 0-2 pitch. And here's Daniel Mateo. First pitch. There's a ground ball chopped out to shortstop. Cintron's got it at the chest, and he fires up to first to get him one away. My goodness. This Rough Riders offense has been incredible in the last three games. 11-1 Frisco, 10 homers in the last two games. Here's Tucker Mitchell. Mitchell 0 for 2 in the ninth spot. One down in the inning. Bases clear. The pitch. Outside 1-0.
How about Mickey?
Mickey Mantle. He has three.
Getting desperate here.
Looking for players with at least three MVP awards in Major League history. 1-0. There's a line drive down the right field line. This one is foul into the netting above the Riders' bullpen. One ball and one strike. You're only missing three players.
Did Roy Campanella do it?
Roy Campanella, okay. Yeah, I'd say that was the toughest one.
I knew for sure he had two, but wasn't sure.
This pitch is fouled away back behind home, 1-2. That's your first miss. Wow, really good job. So
I don't even know if you won.
There's a line drive to left center field. It lands in for a base hit, and Mitchell has himself a single from the ninth spot. Sixth hit of the inning for the Riders. And here's Alejandro Osuna. So Gehrig only won one. And funny enough, it was the 1926 season when Babe Ruth hit 60 home runs. The rule was you couldn't win multiple MVPs back then. There's the offering home. That's outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. So Gehrig won the default MVP, or else Babe Ruth probably would have won 10 or 11 MVPs.
Yeah.
One, Riders lead it. Pitch to Osuna. He takes a strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 1-1. Osuna 2-for-3 today with a homer and a single. Only missing two names with three MVPs each. Offering in. Outside. 1-1.
Either of these players play into the 2000s?
No, not even close. Okay. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Osuna out in front, 2-2.
My thought process here is trying to figure out, like, championship caliber teams. It felt like if you were winning a lot of games, you were bringing home MVPs.
That is a very good thought process. 2-2, down and in. Three balls and two strikes.
I feel like there's another Yankee, but I can't think of who it would be.
There is another Yankee.
Okay.
Hall of Famer.
Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra. Yep, so you're just missing one name here. 3-2. There's a line drive. Hits the pitcher, Gutierrez, and lands into center field on the carom. It's a base hit. Didn't see where it hit him. Hopefully the glove.
Yeah, that was an odd trajectory. Couldn't tell if it hit his glove or it even, like, skipped off the mound. That was very interesting.
Yeah, so no one's going out to check on him. It must have hit him in the glove. Mitchell goes up to second. Runners at first and second now. It's still just one out. And here's Josh Hatcher, the ninth man up in the inning for Frisco. 11-1. Riders lead it. Five runs in this fifth inning. And the pitch home. Breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. Luke for trivia is trying to name the final player of 11 with at least three MVPs in Major League history.
Is this also a Yankee?
No.
No.
Time called. And Gutierrez was looking back at second, started his motion home, and then looked back towards the plate and saw the umpire, Trevor Patience, has his hands up in time and stops his motion. offering home. Hatcher bounces it out to second base. Easy play on to second for one. Throw to first in time. Double play. Inning over. Perfect inning for the Rough Riders, though, to add on to some runs. They score 5 runs on 6 hits. Make it 7 hits. No errors and one runner left on base. Bottom 5 next. We'll finish trivia when we come back. It's 11-1 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Brian Lomas deals home to Kevin Graham, and it's down and in. 1 ball and no strikes. We begin the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 11-1. Rough Riders lead it out in front of Amarillo. 11 runs on 15 hits. Pitch home. There's a line drive off the end of the bat. Foul down the right side into the Riders bullpen, where Seth Clark grabs it. 1 ball and 1 strike on Graham. Lomas came in and got all the outs in the fourth inning after replacing Brian Chi. Pitch home. The slider outside from the side armor, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. And Riders starter Chi went 3 innings in the scorebook. Outside edge of strike 2-2. Allowing just 1 run on 2 hits. He struck out 3 and walked 1. Giving up a solo homer to Gavin Contasello in the fourth. His first career double-A homer. 2-2 offering. Did he go? No, he did not on the check swing. And it's 3-2. All right, let's finish off trivia here. We're looking for one more name of the 11 players with 3-plus MVP awards.
About Ernie Banks.
Not Ernie Banks. 3-2. Got him looking. Outside corner with the sweeper. Ryan Lopez picks up the strikeout, his second. Christian Robinson bats now. 11-1 Riders. Bottom of the fifth.
AL or NL?
NL. Robinson, the shortstop. Bounced out to the shortstop in the third. He's the center fielder. Pitching. There's a fly ball hammered down the right field line. It loops foul. It's 0-1.
Is this a Cubs player?
It is not. Pitch just simmers outside. 1 ball and 1 strike.
What a Cardinal. They were winning a lot.
It is a Cardinal.
Stan Musial.
Pitching. It's fouled back, and it's one ball and two strikes. So there you go. There's the list. 11 players with three-plus MVP awards. Barry Bonds, Mike Trout, Albert Pujols, Alex Rodriguez, Mike Schmidt, Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, Roy Campanella, Stan Musial, Joe DiMaggio, and Jimmy Fox. 1-2. That's high, and it's two balls and two strikes. Good job, Luke. That was probably one of your best of the season.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. When you started asking it, I wasn't sure, because I was just trying to think of guys that I knew had two. It worked out okay.
This one is fouled back off of Mitchell, and it's 2-2. Now, that's just part one of the trivia question.
Oh.
Next, I want you to name all the players in Major League history.
And that's it, period.
Who have not won an MVP award.
Okay. Yeah.
Joking, of course. 2-2. That's low and outside. Three balls, two strikes, Allen Robinson.
We'd be here until Tuesday when first pitch rolls around in Midland.
Hammering Red Bulls.
Yeah, something like that.
Reading off, 22,000 names? 21,000 names? The pitch. There's a ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still three balls and two strikes. It's one of my favorite facts in baseball history is that you can take every single player in the history of Major League Baseball who has ever thrown a single pitch or taken a single at-bat, and it would barely fit a third of the capacity of Dodger Stadium. The pitch. There's a ground ball out to third. Freeman to his left. He gobbles and throws him out at first. Two outs in the fifth, and Giancarlo Cintron bats. Isn't that remarkable to think about?
It's unbelievable.
There are more people who attend a Dodger game, every game, than have ever played Major League Baseball. And 150 years of the sport.
That's crazy.
23,358 players. Pitch home. That's high, and it's one ball and no strikes. And the cool thing is the 23,358th career player in Major League history is a former Rough Rider, Luis Angel Acuña, who just debuted today. Well, congratulations to Louis. 1-0. Inside corner, a strike, 1-1. Someone who Carlos Cardoza, the Riders manager, was very close to. And I'm sure those two communicated today as Louis talked about him as a father figure. 1-1. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2 now on Cintron. So just like his brother, Luis Angel is now a Major League Baseball player. There's the stretch, and Lopez brings in the 1-2. A sweeper low and outside and misses, and it's two balls and two strikes. 11-1 Riders. We play in the bottom of the fifth inning. Acuña traded last year in the Max Scherzer deal, and funny enough, on the same day that he makes his debut, the pitch. There's a swing and a miss for strike three. Ryan Lopez struck him out with the sweeper. Inning over. Three strikeouts for Lopez. On the same day, Acuña makes his debut. Max Scherzer makes his return from the injured list today for the Rangers. We go to the top of the sixth. It's all Riders 11-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner.
With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders come back to the plate in the top of the sixth inning, up 11-1. It's been a heck of a night offensively for Frisco. Four home runs, and Cody Freeman, owner of two hits already today, steps to the plate. New man out on the hill, it's Jameson Hill on the mound. And the first pitch, it's low and outside from the former Fresno State Bulldog. It's 1-0. Hill replacing Gerardo Gutierrez. Offering home. That's it, low and outside. It's 2-0. Gutierrez faced six batters, recording all three outs in that fifth inning, coming in to replace the starter, Dylan Ray. 2-0. That's outside. It's three balls and no strikes. Gutierrez facing those six batters through 18 pitches, but wanting to get Jameson Hill an opportunity on the mound. The starter, normally, in his final appearance this year. 3-0. A check swing, and he went around. The strike, and it's 3-1 now on Freeman. He entered into the series just 1-for-12, but now 2-for-3. Southern California native back in from the right side. Pitch home. Fouled back. 3-2. Here the glove pops down below us. It's Brian Magdaleno, who's loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen, the left-hander. Probably see him in the bottom of the sixth inning. Three and two on Free, offering home. There's a high pop-up right side of the infield. It's the shortstop, Cintron, who calls off the second baseman, Walters, and makes the catch. One down for one of the hottest hitters on this team. It'll be Malik Ortiz. He's 3-for-3 today. He's seen that batting average climb up to 240 now. Back on June 23rd, it was just at 179. First pitch. Takes a strike on the outside corner with a breaking ball. It's 0-1. Riders have seen plenty of Jameson Hill over the last couple of years. He readies from the stretch. And offers in. There's a breaking ball, a swing and a miss in the dirt off the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Hill this year, three starts against the Riders. He's allowed 16 runs, 15 earned, and 15 in the third innings, including five home runs. The Rough Riders have dominated against him. He readies here from the stretch and pitches and bounces down in the dirt. And it's one ball and two strikes. Cody Freeman, who popped out against him, had done particularly well against him this season. He was 4-for-7 against him prior to this meeting with two homers. Ortiz is 2-for-7 against him this year with a double. The pitch is down and in. Two balls and two strikes. The since-traded Liam Hicks hit two homers against him as well, going 3-for-8. 2-2. Up and away. Three balls and two strikes now on Ortiz, looking for his fourth hit today. He had a three-run home run in the first, coming off a multi-home run game yesterday. Pitch home. He swings and misses and a ball in the dirt for strike three. Roberts blocks and throws him out at first, and there are two down. First strikeout for Hill, and here's Sebastian Walcott, who had an RBI single back in the fifth inning. A Ortiz's three hits tonight tie his season high. It's the eighth time he's had a three-hit game. Four is his career high. He did that on August 19th of last year. First pitch, breaking ball down in the dirt. It's one ball on no strikes. Walcott flied out and grounded out in his first two trips before the RBI single. 11-1 Riders, two down, bases clear, top six. Pitch in. Curveball slipped out of his hand, misses high of the zone. It's two balls and no strikes. Walcott in search of that first double-A homer. He's come close a couple of times. Flying out to the warning track twice. 2-0. He takes a strike in the outside corner. Slider from Hill, and it's two balls and one strike. Walcott digs in the back of the right-handed batter's box. Wiry frame. 6'3". 2-1. Outside corner is strike 2-2. Now 7 for his first 20 with the Rough Riders. A .350 batting average. So that's pretty good. Hill readies from the stretch and brings in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a curveball at the bottom of the zone. Walcott down on strikes. It's a 2K, 1-2-3 inning in the sixth for Jamison Hill. We go to the bottom of the sixth with Brian Magdaleno on the mound for the Riders when we come back. 11-1 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
We go into the sixth inning, the bottom half. Brian Magdaleno is the new pitcher for the Rough Riders. Magdaleno, the third arm for Frisco tonight, and the first pitch to Gene Walters. Fastball just off the plate away in 94, and it's one ball and no strikes. Magdaleno replaces Ryan Lobitz. Left-hander ready from the stretch, and he fires. There's a line drive loop down the right side and just out of play. One ball and one strike. Lobis went two innings of shutout baseball, allowing just one hit. He struck out three and didn't walk a batter. Strong stuff from the right-handed sidearm thrower, and now it's Magdaleno dealing with the top of the order. Walters, Conticello, and Groover. Magdaleno has been pretty impressive this season. The 23-year-old ready from the stretch, and he fires home. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball by him at 97. 1-2. He allowed a hit his last time out, and that is of note because it was the first time he'd allowed a hit since June 29th. offering is a swing and a miss and a high fastball, strike three. Walters down on strikes, one away here in the sixth, and Gavin Contasello stands in now. It had been 16 consecutive outings without allowing a hit for Magdaleno. And it's not as if he was walking a ton of guys either. 19 innings during that stretch. Just 8 walks. Pitch home to Contasello. Strike on the upper edge inside corner, 0-1. And that's in between Down East and Haya Hickory. Fourth appearance with the Rough Riders. 3 shutout innings so far with 5 Ks. 0-1. Weak wave and a miss by Contasello on the slider away, and it's 0-2. Two-seam, four-seam, and a slider for Magdaleno, the three-pitch repertoire. 11-1 Riders. Bottom of the sixth. O-2. Got him looking outside corner. Sit down. My goodness, he put him down on 3 pitches. 2 outs quickly, and here's Gino Gruber. Now, Magdaleno looks really good over these 3 outings, and you have to imagine he'll be a key piece in this playoff run for the Riders going forward. Leverage-type arm with the way he is thrown. First pitch to Gruber. Foul back, and it's 0-1. Right-handed batter here. Magdaleno has been really good against left-handed batters this year in particular, hitting just 163 against him. But righties are actually doing even worse. They're batting just 125. That's down, and it's 1-1. Magdaleno fills up the strike zone. He doesn't give up hard contact. And that is a perfect recipe for having success at any level that you pitch it. 1-1 offering. There's a strike on the outside corner. 1-2 now to Gruber. He's 1-for-2 today with a single into left, and he grounded out to first in the first inning. Magdaleno ready from the stretch, and he brings it home. There's a soft roller back to the hill. Magdaleno to his right. He's got it. Tosses softly onto first and gets Gruber for the final out. Another 1-2-3 inning for Rough Riders pitching. They've sat down 7 in a row. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We're into the top of the seventh next. Riders lead the Sod Poodles 11-1. Luke Maley on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
All Rough Riders to this point, it's 11-1 Frisco, and Jamison Hill is back on the mound. Emiliano Teono just activated today. We saw him a couple of days ago throw a side pen for the Rough Riders, expecting him to work out of the Rough Riders pen come postseason time. He's beginning to loosen, so we'll see if we get to see Teono out of the pen here in the next couple of innings. Magdaleno was excellent. Now Jameson Hill's turn. His first pitch to Keber Rodriguez rides high and tight. Ball and no strikes. Keber 1-for-3 tonight. He delivered an RBI single. Later came around to score in the fifth inning. Pitch home. Wave and a miss on a pitch downstairs, and it works its way to the backstop. Breaking ball from Jameson Hill. The Rough Riders have certainly enjoyed the back end of this trip to Hodgetown. The offense has burst out of the slump. Pitch home. Breaking ball ran inside. And Rodriguez hops ahead. Two balls and a strike. Ryan Lobis is in line for the win. Should the Rough Riders hang on? Dylan Ray on the losing side. There's a bouncing ball up the middle. The second baseman, Walters, has it on a chest-high hop and delivers on to first in time. Rodriguez is retired. Aaron Zavala, who clobbered a three-run homer in his last trip, will dig in now. First time he faces Jameson Hill here today. These two have seen each other over the course of the year. Hill has been used as a starter and a reliever. First pitch, called strike. Out over the heart of the plate. Bases clear for the Riders' designated hitter. And gone a long time between home runs, but snapped that streak. And he loops this one into shallow center field. Robinson oncoming, and he's there to make an underhanded basket-style catch. He nearly lost the baseball. Now he's grabbing that right knee. Hopefully he's okay. He's up to his feet after picking up a second out of the inning. It appears to be okay. He'll stick in there. Ground out to second and a fly out to center field. Rough Riders down to their final out here in the top of the seventh inning. Leading 11-1. There's Daniel Mateo looking for his first hit today. First pitch. Wave and a miss, nearly swung out of his shoes. I beg your pardon, he just caught a piece of it, fouled it back in to Robertsman on a big, aggressive swing. Hill rocks and fires his pitch. That one tagged deep to left center field. Did Mateo get it? Yes, he did. Long ball for Daniel Mateo, his fifth of the year. It's 12-1 Frisco. Daniel Mateo, the last to pick up a hit for the Rough Riders tonight, and he does it with some style points. A solo shot, and the Rough Riders continue their power surge. Five homers tonight after six last night. Here's Tucker Mitchell. First pitch. Runs inside. Mitchell 1-for-3 tonight. Now in back-to-back nights, all nine starters for the Rough Riders have secured at least one hit. Daniel Mateo yesterday was the lone to not pick up a base knock. As a check swing by Mitchell, they say he didn't go on the appeal, and the first base umpire Brandon Tipton. But Mateo only got one crack at it, coming on late in the game yesterday for Alejandro Osuna. That was in the eighth inning. Pitch is tagged out to deep left. Graham going back, watching, and it is caught. I couldn't see it. Well, Kevin Graham made himself the grab. Watching the replay now, went all the way up against the wall left, kind of disappeared into the darkness of that wall, the shade on the warning track, but made the grab. Well, Tucker Mitchell hit it hard, but nothing to show for it. Riders add another run. It comes on one hit. A solo homer by Daniel Mateo. No errors and nobody left on in the inning. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Rough Riders leading 12-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Emiliano Teodo is on the hill. Brian Magdaleno done after a scoreless frame. Teodo's first offering just runs downstairs. It's the first relief appearance for Emiliano here this year. He's made 19 starts with the Rough Riders. Pitching to the tune of a 5-4 record with an even 2 ERA. This is downstairs. It's been a bit of a break for Teo. Last time he pitched was on August 24th. He went 3 innings and allowed 3 earned runs. One of his worst outings of the year. And then the right-hander rocks and fires. The 2-0 rides outside. It's a 3-0 advantage for Caleb Roberts. Now at 97 miles an hour. Teo, the sinker, slider, and changeup mix. Was primarily a reliever prior to this year. So he kicks and fires the 3-0. Caught the outside corner with that sinker. And it's 3-1. Not this year, Teo used as a starter, and he's been really good. 3-1. Rides outside, and Caleb Roberts is aboard for the first time tonight. It's a leadoff walk issued by Teodo. Well, this is a guy at Emiliano Teodo that you certainly expect to be a big part of the Rough Riders' postseason push. They look for the Texas League title. It was their best arm over the course of the entire season. Likely will work out of the bullpen. He kicks and fires, and Melendez shoots one back to the screen. Last time the Rough Riders were here, we had a fun story told to us involving Emiliano Teodo. Right-hander comes out ahead, nothing in one. And he picks over to first, and it's going to be called for a balk. Abimelech Ortiz wasn't holding Roberts on. Teodo spun around, and he's called for the balk. That allows Roberts to move up 90 feet to second base. Well, Davison De Los Santos was a real thorn on the Rough Riders' side. He had torched the Riders all year long, and Teodo steps off the back of the rubber, and Tucker Mitchell will come out and talk to him. Kevin Rodriguez will tag along. But Nick Krauf was on the hill that day, working against De Los Santos, and he He pretty much hit 500 with a boatload of home runs against the Rough Riders. He was responsible for a lot of the offense for Amarillo, not only in that series, but over the course of the season series between these two teams. And Nick Krauth was frustrated after pitching to Nelo Santos, and Teoto walked up to him and said, "It's easy, man. Sinker, sinker, and then slider away. Bust him inside with the sinker twice, and then go away with the slider." Teoto rocks and fires, missed inside, and that one squirts to the backstop. That'll allow Melendez to move over to third base, or rather, Roberts to move over to third base. Melendez at the plate. And Nick Krauth looked at Teoto after he said that and said, "Dude, I don't throw 100 miles an hour." Yeah, I guess you have a point. A little bit more simplified when you're a guy that has a real plus arsenal. As Teoto misses inside. Two and one the count on Ivan Melendez, the power-hitting first baseman. Teoto rocks and fires. The pitch home, wave and a miss. On a fastball at 99. There's that Emiliano Teoto sinker that we know and love. Right-hander peers in with his glove pinned to his left thigh. Now comes set. Deep breath, and he grocks home. Wave and a miss. He blew it by him. Another at 99 miles an hour. Welcome back, Emiliano Teoto. He picks up a big first down at the bottom of the seventh. That comes on a strikeout and holds Caleb Roberts at third base. Riders out in front by 11 runs. It's 12-1. And in steps Christian Cerda. Pitch home. Slider called a strike. Cerda still in this series has not put a ball in play that didn't go for a hit. He's 0 for 1 with a strikeout tonight. That was his 10th in the series. He waves and misses on a pitch downstairs. Teoto has himself a bit of an advantage. Nothing in two. Teoto peers in, gets his sign from the catcher Mitchell. Now comes set. Rocks the front foot. Now lifts and fires and missed upstairs. Teoto has climbed the prospect rankings inside the Rangers organization. Currently sitting as the number 6 prospect, which is the 3rd highest rated prospect for the Rough Riders. Sebastian Walcott being one. Alejandro Rosario is on the dev list, being number 3. And then Teoto at 6. 1-2 pitch. Check swing. They appeal down to first. Yes, he did, says Brandon Tipton. Back-to-back strikeouts for Emiliano Teoto, and he's now just an out away from a scoreless home half of the seventh. A leadoff walk. Moved up to second base on a balk. And then over to third on a wild pitch with nobody out. But Teoto has struck out back-to-back hitters, and now he goes to work against the left-handed hitting Kevin Graham. The initial pitch runs just a bit inside. Ball and no strikes. Graham today has been held hitless. That's one run on 3 hits for Amarillo. Teoto set. He kicks and fires down to the dirt, blocked by Mitchell. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. The Riders on the other side, 12 runs on 16 hits. Mind all that. Last couple of nights, 27 runs for the Rough Riders on 36 hits. Teoto kicks and fires and again misses beneath the zone. Another fastball at 99. 3 balls and no strikes, with Robert standing at third base. See if Kevin Graham has the green light. Pitch home, and that one called a strike on the outside corner. Not a pitch that Kevin Graham wants to do too much with in that situation. takes strike one. Now Teodo ready with his 3-1 offering. Went back to the slider and again called a strike. The count runs full. Right-hander ready. Payoff pitch on the way. And that one tapped back to the backstop. Graham just caught a piece of it. That one at 101 miles an hour. That arm for Teodo alive and well. Another 3-2 offering on the way. There's a bouncing ball on the ground. Abimelech Ortiz has it underhand flip. Teodo covering, and the inning is over. So a leadoff walk gets all the way to third base with nobody out, but back-to-back strikeouts and a ground out to first end the threat. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and one left aboard the base paths. 7 innings in the books. It's Frisco 12, Amarillo 1. We go to the 8th here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the 8th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Jameson Hill back on the mound. It's the top of the order for the Rough Riders. Alejandro Osuna, Josh Hatcher, and Cody Freeman, the 3-duo. Riders leading 12-1. With the majority of their offense coming in the first and fifth innings. Pitch home. Rides high and away. Left-handed hitting right fielder tonight. Skylar Hales begins to loosen in the pen. Expect some of these guys to get some tune-up outings. Drifts outside. And Osuna ahead, 2 balls and no strikes. Unlikely that you see Teodo go 2 innings or a guy like Skylar Hales go 2 innings. Some guys that Carlos Cardoza and John Gobel certainly want to use. Osuna watches a called strike on the outer edge. Pitch home, wave, and a miss. Osuna, even in the count with Jameson, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hill, the third arm used. Dylan Ray started this game and gave up 9 earned runs as there's one downstairs. Goes all the way to the backstop. And we're full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ray was charged with 9 runs on 11 hits over 4 innings. Gerardo Gutierrez allowed 2 more across 1 frame. Pitch home. Elevated fastball. Swing and a miss. 94, and Osuna down on strikes for the first time tonight, and it becomes the initial out of the 8th inning. Josh Hatcher will dig in. He has singled, homered, walked, and grounded into a 4-6-3 double play. as an inning ender in the fifth inning. Hatcher checks his swing. They appeal down to third base umpire, Ben Engstrand, and he says Hatcher was able to hold it up. They play him to pull on the infield. Pitch home. Wave and a miss out in front with the breaking ball. Or even at a ball and a strike. Hatcher has homered twice in this series, including tonight. Pitch home. Just a bit upstairs. Again with a fastball, that time at 93 miles an hour. And Hatcher has the advantage at two balls and a strike. Cody Freeman standing on deck. He'll set at the chest. He kicks and fires. There's a pop-up in foul ground on the left side, and it works its way over the concourse. Back to even at two balls and two strikes now. Pitch home, and an elevated fastball is sent back to the netting. Hatcher stays alive. He's teetered that 300 average nearly the entirety of the season. He dropped down just a bit. Pitch home. Taken downstairs, and another full count for Jameson Hill. But since that, a little bit of a lull in production offensively for Hatcher, he has certainly picked it up back up to 298. Right-hander kicks and fires, and that drifts outside. Ball four. Josh Hatcher's second walk tonight, and that's a rarity. Hatcher will tell you himself, not a guy that looks to take walks. A very aggressive hitter. You're going to give it to him, he'll take it. But not many times does Josh Hatcher have multiple walks in a game. Two is the most he's had this year as Freeman takes a massive rip through a first pitch breaking ball. Tonight, just the fourth time on the year for Hatcher that he has worked two walks in a game. Playing in his 107th game tonight. He leads at first, and the 0-1 offering to Freeman. Wave and a miss. Back to the off-speed. And it's nothing at two. Freeman is two for four tonight. He's driven in a run. He's scored two more. He's grounded out and popped out, both on the left side. Abimelech Ortiz stands on deck. Offering home, and Freeman lays off of a pitch. Low and away. Works it to 1-2. Hatcher was caught stealing earlier. Unlikely we see him go. The Riders leading by 11. There's a bouncer, left side, the third baseman charging. Groover has it. Long plays at first, and he fires on the run to chop down Cody Freeman. 5-3 goes the ground out. Hatcher up to second base. And Abimelech Ortiz has himself another RBI shot. He is 3-for-4 tonight. What a series it's been for Abby. He is homer. That was a three-run shot in the first inning. Singled twice, and in his last trip, he struck out. First offering to Abby, and that one hit hard on the ground. It sneaks into right field. Hatcher getting the stop sign from Cardoza. And the Rough Riders have him cornered. Ball that Josh Hatcher likely could have scored on, but the Riders leading by 11 late in this ballgame. Carlos Cardoza not trying to push the envelope.
That base hit ties a season high for Abimelech Ortiz with his fourth hit. First time since August 19th of 2022 when he has had four hits in a game.
You love it. First pitch to Sebastian Walcott is hammered deep to left. Forget about it. First double-A homer for Sebastian Walcott. Oh, boy, he crushed it. A three-run jack, and the Riders extend their lead to 15-1. Another six-homer night for the Rough Riders. Back-to-back nights give them 12 over the last 48 hours.
Wow.
Third three-run homer tonight for the Rough Riders. This has been an offensive clinic. They've matched their total with 15 runs from last night. And the first pitch to Caber Rodriguez. Looked like it missed downstairs, but didn't see a call. Pitch home, and that one rides a bit upstairs. That one's for sure a ball. It is two balls and no strikes. Jameson Hill still on the mound. He offers home and misses again with an elevated pitch. Caber Rodriguez in control. Caber has singled and scored tonight. He's 1-for-4. Pitch home and Rodriguez backing out of the box. Watches a called strike on the inner third.
The metrics on that home run for Walcott, 107 miles an hour off the bat, 428 feet.
That's a shot. Just a pop up. Back behind the plate. And we get out of play. Yeah, that was still going up as it left the confines of this ballpark. Just soared over bar 352. Rodriguez watches upstairs for ball four. He takes his spot at first base. Rough Riders have scored three runs in the inning. There are two gone. Josh Hatcher, Abimelech Ortiz, each scoring on the three-run homer by Walcott. Get a mound visit here from Tom Gorzolani. After the walk of Caber Rodriguez, they want to have a conversation. Boy, a sign of things to come for Sebastian Walcott. He's been excellent in this series. A lot of hard-hit baseballs, but it was just a matter of time before he got one out of the ballpark, and that one was no doubt off the bat. The Rangers' top-ranked prospect picks up his first homer at the AA level. And we can pretty much say this for everything that he does from here on out the rest of the year. But now the youngest Rough Rider to homer in franchise history. Still 18 years old. He debuted back on Tuesday in the series opener and became the youngest player in franchise history. Then the youngest to pick up a hit. Now the youngest to homer. Caber Rodriguez takes his lead at first. The mound visit over. Aaron Zavala shoots the first pitch foul back behind the plate. Nothing in one on Z. It was 2-for-4 as himself a multi-hit night. And he watches high and away. Zavala batting from the left side. The designated hitter for Frisco. Two of his three hits in this series have been for extra bases. A double and that three-run homer in the fifth. And he watches a breaking ball dip beneath the zone. That takes the advantage, two balls and a strike. Hill set, working from the stretch, and the pitch home is popped up left side in foul ground, and it'll twist its way out of play. Evened up at two balls and two strikes. He'll try and send this game to the home half of the eighth inning. Right-hander kicks and fires. Bounces it in front of the catcher, Roberts. Three and two. Caber Rodriguez at first reached one of the two-out walk. And the payoff offering. High level, missed for ball four. Back-to-back walks issued by Hill, and there's some action out of that left field bullpen. Hill has had to labor here in the frame. He retired the first three batters that he faced, or really the first five batters that he faced, and then allowed a two-out solo homer to Daniel Mateo in the seventh. And here's Daniel Mateo now. Big swing and a miss. Mateo, five homers on the year, up to 17 RBI now. A 160 hitter here at the AA level. First and second, and the pitch home. Mateo watches a called strike at the knees, that time with a fastball. It's quickly nothing and two. Advantage the Amarillo right-hander. Mateo in the box, resting the bat on his right shoulder. Now Hill comes set, and he steps off the back of the rubber. Mateo 1-for-4 tonight, three groundouts and that homer. And the 0-2 offering misses upstairs. Ball and two strikes, elevated fastball. The Rough Riders offense is clicking on all cylinders here in the back half of this series. Offering home, wave and a miss on a pitch downstairs. Went to the breaking ball, and Mateo strikes out for the first time tonight. For the Rough Riders, tack on some runs. It's three runs on the three-run homer, the first of the AA career for Sebastian Walcott. Three runs, it comes on two hits, no errors, and the Riders leave two aboard the base paths. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Rough Riders out in front of the Sun Poodles, 15-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the eighth inning. Skylar Hales on the mound. Emiliano Teodo done. He goes a scoreless inning, allowing just one walk. Skylar Hales' first pitch to Christian Robinson rides upstairs. Riders have allowed just one run. It came on a solo homer off Brian G. Called strike to Robinson. Fastball at 95 for Hales, who has his family out here visiting. Ran into them in the hotel. 1-1. Popped up right side. Well out of play. A foul ball makes it 1-2. And his parents got in on Thursday. We're going to tag along on the trip to Midland, watch game one of the postseason, and I believe head back to Frisco. Watch the postseason from Riders Field. But they got here on Thursday, and Skyler had pitched on Wednesday. As he lifts and fires, 1-2 is popped back out of play. Remains 1-2. They were a bit disappointed to miss out on watching their son throw, but they're able to watch him here tonight. Bell's making his 25th appearance of the year. In the 1-2. Ryan's upstairs. Overall in the season, appearance number 44. He's 4-0 with a 3.23 ERA. 65 punch-outs through 55 and two-thirds innings of work. And the 2-2 popped up left side in foul territory. Freeman ranging over, running out of room, and he'll watch it fall into the seats. Riders third baseman gave it his best shot, but Christian Robinson stays alive with another foul ball. Hails from Reno, Nevada. He comes in at the belt. Kicks and fires. That one driven to deep right field. Osuna ranging back at the track, at the wall, and the ballpark holds it, and Osuna's there to make the grab. Osuna was squaring it up. It looked like he was getting set to rob a homer, and it just died in that short porch, and he took one step in on the warning track and made the grab.
Anything out to straightaway right field you feel like has a chance to be a homer here. That's a fly out 3 feet in front of the wall at home. I mean, that's crazy that I almost got out of here.
Hales goes back to work, and the first pitch to Cintron is fouled off down the right field line. Definitely some interesting dimensions here. A taller wall in left field, but a very short porch. It's 325 down each line. There's one foul back out of play. I don't know if I exactly believe the 325, though.
I'm with you.
325 is a short porch to begin with, but right field certainly feels more like 310. Nothing in two on Cintron. And the pitch upstairs. A little extra behind that from Skyler Hales. 98. A guy that's touched 100, but as of late, we've seen him sitting around 95.
The thing about this park, too, is it doesn't get deeper as it goes out like most parks do.
Exactly. So there's a pop-up back out of play.
Instead, it goes straight, parallel to the third base line out in right field. So the berm area on right center field just kind of jets into the field of play. It's the shortest right center in the league.
Pitch home. There's a bouncing ball. Left side. Diving effort by Walcott. He hops to his feet. And the throw takes Ortiz off the bag. A tremendous effort from the Riders shortstop. He's now squatted out in shallow left field. Hopefully everything's okay with Walcott. Maybe frustrated with himself, unable to complete the play. That's certainly an infield single. Valiant effort on it. Couldn't quite complete the throw. And as Gene Walters, the left-handed hitting second baseman, stands in, the Riders shift him to pull. And there's a pop-up left side. Freeman, the third baseman, looking up at it, dancing around, and he's there to make the grab. One pitch. It's all Skyler Hales needs to sit down Gene Walters. A pop out to third. And with two gone, Gavin Contesello stands in. He's 1-for-3 tonight with a ground out, a strikeout, and a leadoff homer. That came back in the fourth inning. That was his first double-A homer. Straightaway center. And a pitch. Called a strike right at the bottom of the zone. 96. Rough Riders bullpen has been excellent here tonight. Skyler Hales trying to keep that alive. 0-1 drifts upstairs. Raven at a ball and a strike. Brian Chi, who's normally a member of the bullpen, went three scoreless innings before allowing a solo leadoff homer to Contesello in the fourth. Pitch home. And misses downstairs, and that's the lone run for the Sod Poodles to this point. Working with their final four outs. Hale said he kicks and fires. There's a bouncing ball foul towards the first base dugout. Two balls and two strikes. Hale's from the stretch. He kicks and fires. Wave and a miss. He got him. Got him with the slider. that. Skylar Hales caps off a scoreless bottom of the eighth with a strikeout. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left aboard the base pass. We go to the ninth inning. The Rough Riders end in front 15-1 on the Sod Poodles. It's Zach Bigley taking over on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the top of the ninth inning. All Rough Riders tonight, 15-1 over the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Zach Barnes, the new pitcher for Amarillo. Rough Riders, if they hang on to this 15-1 advantage, it would be their largest margin of victory this season. Tucker Mitchell in the ninth spot stands in. First pitch. Barnes misses low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Dane Acker is loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen as well, so we'll see him when we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. 1-0. That's low and outside, two balls and no strikes. So back-to-back days with six home runs on the offensive side for the first go Rough Riders. Back-to-back days with 15 runs on 20 and 18 hits now offensively. 2-0. Outside corner, a strike. 2-1. This has been remarkable stuff on the offensive side. 2-1. Mitchell takes down and away, 3-1. And of course, the old joke is save some for the postseason. But why not try to get those bats ignited here in his final week and then carry that over to Midland? There's the stretch from Barnes, and he offers in the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Three balls and two strikes. Barnes, the 25-year-old, 6-foot, 180 pounds out of Scottsdale, Arizona, went to Grand Canyon University. He's been up and down with AAA Reno and here in AA 3-2. Here's a grounder foul back behind home to the left, and it's still 3-2. With Amarillo, a 4.25 ERA for Barnes. 31 strikeouts in 29 and two-thirds innings. He stretches here and offers in the payoff. Popped up, back behind home. Roberts gets rid of the mask, back to the warning track, and is there to make the catch. So Mitchell pops out to the catcher. One away, and top of the order, Alejandro Osuna, sixth time through this Rough Riders order. 3-for-5 day for Osuna. Couple singles and a homer for him. The pitch. That's outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Osuna open stance, and Barnes delivers home. Breaking ball tagged in the air out to left center field. Robinson back on the run, and it hits off the wall. Osuna up to second base. He pulls in right there. Another hit for Alejandro Osuna. his fourth hit today, and the Rough Riders have their 19th hit tonight. Osuna's career high is 5 hits in a game. He did that in his final game with Hickory before coming up here hitting for the cycle. He's a triple shy of the cycle today. And here's Josh Hatcher, the offering in. Strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Well, 19 hits for the Rough Riders tonight. It's been an onslaught of extra base hits. 7 for him tonight. 12 last night. 0-1. Bounces in the dirt. Back to the backstop off Robert's finger. And Osuna stays put at second base, not even wanting to advance. No point, up 14 runs. One ball and one strike on Hatch. And on a base hit, more than likely, Osuna will be held at third. Pitch home. It's down and into Hatch, and it's one ball and one strike. Hatcher has walked twice and has 2 hits. Singled and homered today. Pitch in. Swinging a chopper off the plate and off his own foot, foul. One ball and 2 strikes on the Riders' left fielder. The Riders and Sod Poodles will finish out this series tomorrow. 1:05 first pitch. What a pitching matchup we have tomorrow. Should be incredible. It's TBD against TBD. Wow, who would have thought that for the last game of the season? 1-2. There's a line drive down the right side. A fair ball rolling into the corner. Osuna wheels around 30, crosses. Hatcher up to second base with another extra base hit for the Rough Riders and another run. A season high, 16 runs for the Riders, and they tie their season high set last night with 20 hits. Hatcher has his 3rd hit tonight. He's a triple shy of the cycle. I don't think he's going to get another trip, though. And here's Cody Freeman, who's 2-for-5. Still just 1 out, 16-1 Riders. Pitch home. There's a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. RBI double for Josh Hatcher. Gives him a day in which he reaches base 5 times. Offering. Freeman watches low, and it's 1-1. And there's, you know, domination against the team. Then there's what the Rough Riders have done these last 2 games, which is just, frankly, beaten Amarillo like a drum. Here's the stretch, and the 1-1. That's down, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. And this has been just about as impressive of an offensive performance that you could possibly get. You think back to the Rough Riders series against Springfield, in which they kind of were singled to death. This has been death by exit velocity. 2-1. A check swing and a high outside fastball. They appeal and he did not go. And it's 3 balls and 1 strike now. There have not been many cheap hits by the Rough Riders in this series. A lot of hard hit baseballs. And the 12 combined home runs in the last 2 days will tell you. The pitch is a hard ground ball up the middle. The second baseman, Walters, has got it. He throws on to first and retires Freeman. And there are 2 downhill in the 9th inning. Abimelech Ortiz stands in now. He's 4-for-5, looking to set a new career high with his 5th hit. Rough Riders have had 3 5-hit performances this year, and 2 of them have come against Amarillo. Max Acosta last night and Cody Freeman in April. And Josh Hatcher did it as well as this pitch is blasted out to deep left center field. Robinson back at the warning track, and it's gone! Abimelech Ortiz has done it again! 4 homers in his last 2 games. A 2-run homer makes it 18-1 Rough Riders. Oh, do you believe it? An offensive onslaught for these Rough Riders. Abimelech Ortiz increases his home run total to 18 this year. A 426-foot home run, 105 off the bat. Incredible stuff. Here's Walcott. First pitch is low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Walcott, a three-run home run his last time up. Here's the right-hander's stretch and the pitch. Walcott takes middle-middle a strike, and it's 1-1. Goodness gracious. Abimelech Ortiz is just about as hot as you could possibly be. 1-1. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball below the zone. It's 1-2. 18-1. Riders lead. One hits, a new season high. 1-2. Low and away to the backstop. 2-2. The Rough Riders franchise record for hits is 23. The franchise record for runs is 21. Both coming here in this ballpark. Two balls and two strikes. And Barnes readies and fires in. Walcott bounces it foul at the plate. It's still two balls and two strikes. 18 runs, 21 hits. The Riders have walked four times. Seven home runs, a new season high. Abby has four homers in his last 2 days. 2-2. Outside corner got him looking. Walcott down on strikes, inning over, but another great inning for the Riders. Three more runs on three more hits. No errors, nobody left on. 18-1, Riders lead it. Dane Acker coming in for not a safe situation in the bottom of the ninth on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We go into the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders lead it 18-1. Dane Acker is out of the mound for the Rough Riders. Looking to close this one out in a non-safe situation, obviously. Acker picked up the save a couple of nights ago. He went one inning, allowing a couple of base runners and a 3-1 win for the Riders. Gino Groover leads it off in the bottom of the ninth. 1-for-3 day for him, and Acker into his windup the first pitch. There's a breaking ball just high. It's one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders dipping deep into their bullpen today. Sixth man that is thrown. 1-0 offering from Acker. A fastball on top of the zone, a strike It's 1-1. Brian Cheese started it, going 3-plus innings. Then Ryan Lobis, Brian Magdaleno, Emiliano Teodo, Skylar Hales, and now Dane Acker. As Acker peels back, and the 1-1 offering in. Fastball, outside corner, belt level for a strike, and it's 1-2. Acker at the beginning of the season was fantastic out of the Rough Riders starting rotation. Went into a bit of a lull and then entered into the bullpen to save innings. He's thrown 96 and a third innings so far this season. This will probably be his last regular season outing. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a high fastball. One away here in the ninth, and that brings Caleb Roberts to the plate. We mentioned it a few days ago, but Dane is just going to fall short of qualifying for the best ERA in Rough Riders franchise history. He's going to fall, depending on if he throws tomorrow or not, which he more than likely will not. As he looks in at Caleb Roberts and fires in the first pitch. That's popped up on the infield left side. Cody Freeman under it in shallow left. The third baseman makes the grab. Two down. Ivan Melendez, the final hope tonight, 18-1 Riders. He's going to fall just 6 2/3 innings short of qualifying for the ERA title in the franchise's history, and he would have the first ERA of minimum 150 innings pitched at under 3 at 2.97 in his Riders career. First pitch. Check swing, Melendez went, and it's 0-1. So unfortunately, just shy of it, and you can't imagine he's going to come back next year and be a part of this Rough Riders team. Maybe on rehab one day. Gets to the big leagues. 0-1, there's a pitch high, and it's 1-1, 1-0. But hopefully, he will never have to deal with a rehab assignment and just remain healthy. One pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2, and the Riders are 1 strike away from a Saturday night win here in Amarillo. 18-1. Frisco leads it with an offensive onslaught and a season-high 21 hits coming within 2 hits of a franchise record. Acker ahead, 1-2. Artie with 1 strikeout. He brings it in. Just off the outside corner. 2-2. One of five tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 12:50. You can hear part two of our conversation with Riders manager Carlos Cardoza. Great chat with him. Always fun to sit down with Carlos. Talk about the season. Talk about the postseason coming up. Acker wiggles in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Elevated the fastball for strike three. And the Riders win it again. A massive victory in back-to-back games. 7 homers tonight. Abimelech Ortiz with back-to-back multi-homer games, and the Riders crush the Amarillo Sod Poodles tonight. 18-1 the final. We'll do it one more time in the regular season tomorrow at 1:05. We hope you can join us before the playoffs begin. But Luke Bailey will have your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back in Hodgetown, the Rough Riders again with a massive victory. They win it 18-1. They set new season highs after they did so last night with runs 18, hits 21, and 7 long balls. Abimelech Ortiz led the charge with his second consecutive multi-homer game. The Rough Riders get it done 18-1. They secure at the very least a series split. They take a 3-2 advantage into the final game of the regular season tomorrow. It's Ryan Lobis who secures the win. He's 1-0, his first win at the AA level. Dylan Ray suffers the loss, dropping to 2-5. There is no save, and game 137 is in the books. We turn the attention to tomorrow, but first, you look at how we got here tonight. 18-1 the final, and the Rough Riders started early here tonight. They poured 4 runs in the first inning. That would have been enough to secure the win. They ended up scoring 18, a new season high. Brian Chee started this one for the Rough Riders, just his 8th career start, his first with the Rough Riders this year. He went 3 innings, allowing 1 run on 2 hits. One of those, a solo shot by Gavin Conticello that provided the lone offense for the Sod Poodles tonight. He walked 1 and struck out 3. Ryan Lobis, Brian Magdaleno, Emiliano Teodo, Skylar Hales, and Dane Acker all combined to work scoreless baseball for the Rough Riders out of the bullpen. Dane Acker finished it off there with that strikeout, a 2-strikeout 9th for Acker. And the Rough Riders get it done tonight and secure the series split. At least they go for the series win tomorrow. You look at the offensive performances for the Rough Riders, 7 home runs. That's impressive stuff. Alejandro Osuna doubled. He got 2 homers from Abimelech Ortiz. He got a homer from Alejandro Osuna. He got 1 from Josh Hatcher. He got 1 from Aaron Zavala, Daniel Mateo, and the first of the career for Sebastian Walcott. Just impressive stuff for the Rough Riders tonight. They put up 18 runs, 21 hits, and 7 home runs. All new season highs after setting a season high mark in each of those categories last night. They have picked up 13 homers over the last 2 evenings. Just impressive stuff offensively. The Rough Riders turn their attention to tomorrow. A 1:05 first pitch in the season, regular season finale that is, where there are no starters determined for either team. So we will see what is in store. The Rough Riders improved to 39-29 in the second half, 83-54 overall. The Sod Poodles dropping to 28-39 in this second half, and an overall record of 58-78. Back in action tomorrow at 1:05. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying good night. Thanks for joining us on a beautiful Saturday evening for baseball in the Texas Panhandle. We're back in action tomorrow, 1:05, the first pitch. Pregame coverage here on the Riders Baseball Network starting at 12:50.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!